to use the Little Black Book. This Little Black Book is your companion for Lent. It's an old-fashioned Vade Mecum. That's Latin for travel with me, and the name was used for a book. Or in this case, an audio file that was a constant companion. Perhaps a condensed book of rituals and prayers for traveling priests. The Little Black Book travels easily with you in this audio format. The idea is to find quiet time every day for the next 50 days and walk through these reflections a day at a time. Just a few minutes is within reach, and it's an investment that will pay big returns. The key is the gospel, which will walk through the passion according to Luke, with explanations and reflections along the way. It's an ancient way of praying the scriptures, called Lectio Divina. God speaks to us live through the sacred word. If you'll consciously stay open to the Lord, present in these words, you'll be surprised by the thoughts that come. On the Sundays of Lent, this space will take us through the Mass, explaining one part at a time. But first, we listen to interesting quotes, information, and timely thoughts, many of which are centered around the Eucharist. If pressed for time, go directly to the Gospel and spend your time there. We won't start the Passion until Ash Wednesday, but we'll start our reflections on Sunday, February 11th, the Sunday before Ash Wednesday, and spend 3 days getting ready for Lent. We need to use today's time to ask for God's help in making some course corrections in our lives. Hello and welcome. Today is February 11th, the Sunday before Ash Wednesday. Begin to consider your Lenten plans by sketching them on paper or in your mobile device. We need to do some thinking and praying before we chart a course through Lent. God is our guide, and it's to God we must go before we do anything. Don't worry about finalizing your plans yet. Lent is 3 days away. You can keep going back to revise them. This Lent, we want to make a good beginning. Perhaps your prayer time could be spent asking God how I should spend Lent 2024. We all have a file of resolutions in the back of our mind. These are the ones we usually pull out when Lent begins, or on New Year's Eve. Perhaps I'd do better to put those aside for now and find out what God has in mind for me. There might be some surprises. Jesus said to his apostles, "Come by yourselves to an out-of-the-way place and rest a little." People were coming and going in great numbers, making it impossible for them to so much as eat. So Jesus and the apostles went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. Mark chapter 6, verses 31 to 32. Put yourself in that scene for a few minutes. Only make it just the Lord and you, alone in that quiet place. Talk straight with Him. Lord, you sometimes surprise me. What do you want me to reflect upon?